Your talent from freshman to senior year, the way that you grew as a player, from dunking, rebounding, you know, pulling out, hitting a perimeter J to hitting the three, and then getting in the NBA and having the ability to put the ball on the floor and just constantly improving your game. How did that develop, and was it strictly just working out and working hard, or was it just transitioning naturally in the way that the game kind of flowed?
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. I just tried to put the work in, especially in the off season, and then just knowledge. Whatever year, just knowing the game, and it's going to be a transition no matter where you go. From whether it be from, it was a transition of me trying to learn the game from high school to college, and then when you go from college to the NBA, just figuring out which moves are going to work, what's going to work for you. Like when I first got in the league, I was able to play a little bit, but in that off season, I knew like I was going to have to really expand my game and become more of a mid-range jump shooter. So that's something I really worked on in the off season, and then I was able to, from not playing much my rookie year, the next year, get my scoring average up to 13. It's just learning and just applying and seeing what works.
Talking to Hakeem Warrick, let's go back to 2003. Was there a single regular season game that year where you sensed that a national title could actually happen? Like you said in the beginning, hey, we weren't necessarily thinking that. We knew it was special. But when did you realize, hey, we could actually win this national championship?
I think that the Pitt game, we came back. I think they got the number one seed, and I think because we had a lot of comeback from behind victories, but this was the number one seed. We came back on them and stormed the fans stormed the court twice, I think. And once we beat them, it was kind of just like when I won the AAU. Like, if this is the best team, then, I mean, that means we can beat anybody. So from there, I felt we had a really good chance.
Did it almost
winning?
Yeah. Did it almost help too? I was thinking about this, that Arizona and Kentucky were 1-2 all season, and had all the pressure on them. And then here you guys, you're the underdog. You're used to being an underdog, and ultimately not reaching the Final Four.
Yeah, definitely. And then at that time, it wasn't really known for like we were like one. For at that time, I mean, you had teams like the Fab Five, where you were led by freshmen.
Yeah.
But other than that, like for the most part, that one and done era really didn't start yet. And for the most part, it was juniors and senior led teams that were always going to the Final Four and winning the championship. And that was kind of what they expected, especially because we came up against so many teams like that, the Oklahomas and the Kansas and Texas. So maybe it was us being young and naive that we didn't really look into that and we didn't have too much pressure.
We
really just believed in ourselves.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing. And then you're going in the final, and I don't know if you guys even paid attention to this, but obviously Coach Boeheim already had beaten his squad, or a Roy Williams-coached Kansas team, you know, in a big NCAA game back in 96. Do you guys even pay attention to that going in this Kansas game, or are you just focused just on what the day was?
No, we just focused on the day. I knew the Final Four in 96, but I definitely didn't know, like, the Keith Smart shot and all that. We actually talked about it a little bit yesterday in our watch party. I learned that history, after everyone was just talking about it, and then I just did a little research and looked and just realized, like, how similar the whole thing was with it being in New Orleans and pretty much the same arena, almost the same corner. It was crazy the way that everything lined back up.
From the celebration that followed in that win in New Orleans, what story, what do you got for us? What's something you can tell that perhaps, you know, no one could have said back then? What did you guys do? Tell me about the celebration. Tell me about just the overall excitement of what, you know, winning that national championship.
Yeah, this is excitement, man. Like the pile on the court, I just remember everybody just, because I was like one of the people on the court. We was like kind of towards the bottom. Everybody pretty much piled up on Melo. So I just remember everybody jumping on top, and Quest is doing like full body lunges on top of everybody. And I just remember Melo saying, I can't breathe.
Get off me.
It was just a crazy time. And after that, just coming back to the hotel and like the entire like lobby was just Syracuse fans. So it was just a crazy time.
That block shot that's on posters, that's all over the internet. Anything you think of, you see that block shot when you jump. I think it blocked with your left, didn't you? Your left hand. Did you lean forward on that right wing with your left hand?
Yeah, I blocked with, as I got closer, I saw I could block it. Then I just wanted to try to make sure I turned my body and didn't get the foul. So I was able to block with my left hand. And I can't count the number of times I've seen or signed that picture.
Well, that it's interesting because if you look at that game, that is probably the biggest picture or the most prolific picture of that 2003 championship. That block shot, we turn your hand, the left hand, it's everywhere. I mean, it was huge.
Yeah.
You know,
no, it was a great photo and a great time. So, you know, I'm just honored to be a part of that.
Who you closest with still on the team? Who do you regularly keep in touch with? Are a couple of the guys? Have you lost some touch? You reconnecting now, or what's happening?
Yeah, we're reconnecting, but we stay in touch. Just my best friends and on the team and college roommates. Josh and Cowie, always talking to them. Quest, we got like a little group chat every now and then. We'll hit each other up to see what everybody's doing. But it's good to be in a physical and see everybody, seeing Melo. Every time we catch up, it's like yesterday. I'm really looking forward to seeing. Hopefully, they say everybody's going to be here. So there's some guys, Jeremy McNeil, I haven't seen him since he left campus, so
wow.
I'm gonna be excited to see him, and it was just good to be around everybody.
You get a chance to say hello to Coach yet?
Yeah, it was actually
watched practice
a little bit, and then was able to talk to him, everybody at the watch party we had last night. So it was good just catching up with everyone.
So you got that. You've got a lot of stuff going on today. What's going on today? Obviously, the game. Is there a Club 4-4 event or something going on?
Yeah, I'm the worst at looking at itinerary.
Schedule.
I got my mom was looking at all that. They got something going on pretty much before the game, during the game, stuff at halftime, there's stuff after the game. They're just going to be dragging me and pulling me in different directions, and I'm going to just enjoy it and go with the flow.